Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting 7th. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Batting 9th. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Otis reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Doyle reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fisk hits a line drive towards short. Potek catches it and tags out Yastrzemski for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lee, and towards Burleson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Wolford reaches third base with a triple. Martinez goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wolford tags and scores. One out. It's Royals, 2, Red Sox, 2. Dwight Evans now playing right field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hobson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Mayberry moves to third. Rojas moves to second. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. Rojas scores. Potek moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. Tom Murphy now pitching. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Potek trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cowens strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Larry Gura now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Tom Bruno now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bruno. Yastrzemski moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Potek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Potek reaches second base with a double. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez bunts towards the mound. Murphy fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Murphy. Potek moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Potek scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson strikes out. 2 outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Doyle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Otis strikes out. 1 out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Rojas reaches second base with a double. There goes Mayberry trying to get to home. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Burleson, who relays the ball to Fisk, who tags Mayberry, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mingori fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Little now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wolford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burleson. Wolford scores. Cowens moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Royals. Rupert Jones pinch runs for Amos Otis. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Rick Kroeger now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rupert Jones now playing center field. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.